the U.S. government is announcing another $16 million in emergency humanitarian assistance for South Sudan. And that puts the total U.S. contribution to South Sudan since December 2013 over $1 billion. So obviously that is a humongous amount of money. And I think it underscores the commitment that the U.S. has to the country of South Sudan, and particularly to the people of South Sudan who have been affected by this conflict.
This is happening at a time when some people are perceiving sort of donor fatigue. Why is the U.S. still committing itself to helping the people of South Sudan?
There is a strong commitment, not only from the U.S., but I think a strong commitment from the major donors to ensuring that we don't see a catastrophic situation in South Sudan. We made a large effort in 2014 to ensure that South Sudan would not deteriorate into famine conditions. We're making a very large effort again this year to make sure that famine is again avoided. But I have to say, it is difficult to do that in the face of this conflict. And the biggest problem, the biggest challenge that South Sudan has on the humanitarian front is the fact that this conflict still remains unresolved. And while I wouldn't say there is fatigue, I would say there is frustration that donor countries are continuing to put in large sums of money while the parties to this conflict cannot resolve their differences. Mm-hmm. And so we're pressing very hard on the political front at the same time to strongly urge the fighting parties to end this conflict.
My understanding is that your office sent a team of people to South Sudan right after the conflict broke out in 2013. What are these people telling you about the humanitarian conditions of the people in South Sudan?
Yes, that's right. So after the conflict broke out in December 2013, we sent in one of our DART teams. That's a disaster assistance response team. And that is what we do for the most important, highest profile crises that we face in the world. What that team is telling me is that the situation remains extremely bad. Some of the concerns we had about food insecurity last year have gotten slightly better this year. The situation, the access has gotten a little bit better, and the pre-positioning of food for the rainy season this year has gone much better than it did last year. But the situation is still extremely, extremely bad, and the latest figures we have are that about 3 million people are now in a situation of serious food insecurity.
What are some of the challenges that the humanitarian workers are facing on the ground? Because I remember speaking to UN OCHA, and they talked about some aid workers unable to go to areas just because of their ethnic background, and some people have disappeared. What kind of news are you getting from humanitarian workers as far as security of NGO employees are concerned?
It's a very concerning situation. And this goes back to what I said a few moments ago about the fact that the NGOs and the UN agencies are very willing and very committed to doing what is needed, but they can only do what the security situation enables them to do. And so we are gravely concerned by some of the recent news that we've seen about the disappearance of several World Food Program staff, reports of an attack on an NGO convoy in Jonglei recently. You know, those are the sorts of incidents that are going to make the work of the humanitarians much, much, much harder. And so the warring parties have a major responsibility and an obligation to allow the humanitarians to work unimpeded. And when they're taking actions that impede the humanitarian effort, they are directly harming their own population, their own people, and they need to own that responsibility.
And it seems like the attention is all focused on people who are displaced internally, but there are also refugees who have gone to Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia. Is this part of assistance geared towards these refugees?
This particular announcement of the $16 million is focused on South Sudan, so it isn't going towards the refugees. But the total $1 billion in humanitarian assistance that the U.S. government has provided since the beginning of the crisis, a large proportion of that is supporting refugees. And so the U.S. continues to be very committed to supporting refugees outside the country as well.